So let's pick up from where we left off yesterday. So yesterday we started the sugya of Damach Mastashmish, and as we said, Kuf Pei Zayin really has these two parts. There's Damach Mastashmish, which is a little less Nogel Lemaisa, but it's a very geshmak of limud. And then there's the part about just Makkah in general, and when we can rely on a Makkah and not, and when we cannot. So yesterday what we did is we went through the basic Chakira. What exactly is Damach Mastashmish? Is it a function of like a Vesus L'Kvitzos, like the Buda wanted to say, or is it some sort of Choli, like the Chavos Das and some of the other Achronim suggest, and potential Nafkaminas? And then we went through just the basic Sugya, and how the Sugya could be broken down into three parts. There's the Halacha, three chances, three husbands, then you're out, right? Then the woman becomes Nebuch Lo Aleinu Naguna. And then in the second part is the idea of a B'dika Bishvoferes, that even when all else has failed, there is an out that she has, or an in, I guess, that if she does a B'dika Bishvoferes, she can still get married, she could still be, she doesn't have to be in Aguna. And then we have the other leniencies that the Gemara had listed, the Yesh La Makabos HaMakom, Yesh La Veses, that she's told a Bevesta, if she says Ne'menes about a Makah, which I guess is part of Yesh La Makabos HaMakom, and the possibility of frightening her, that the Gemara tells the Maisa with Rebbe, and having the Dam just, you know, just plop to the ground, and then she's going to be fine. So we got through yesterday, not very much. We started explaining the basic halacha. So what we got through as far as the basic halacha is concerned, if you recall, we said that Rashi, first of all, points out lav b'besulamayim, that we're not talking about a besula. If there's dam besulam anywhere in the mix, then forget the whole thing, then it's not going to be damach mastashmish. Then we point out that the Beis Yosef says that at the beginning of the Siman, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, that it has to be Gimel Pa'amim Ritzufin. It has to be consecutive, one after the other. And the Rama quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, and it's a discussion whether it's three times total or one plus three, right? Is it the first time that creates the Reyesa? That was the Shita of the Ravid. Where's the Shach and the Taz? The Shach and the Taz assume no. Three times total of Damach Mastash, which already creates the Chazaka. So some of the guys came over to me afterwards and pointed out that the Torah Sashlamim, in the part that I didn't read, Torah Sashlamim pointed out that it's a Ravid L'Shita, so, because the Ravid holds that you don't need Bedikos to be Choshish for Damach Mastash until it happens once. And once it happens once, now you have a Reyesa, now you're going to need Bedikos. So that's rival to Shitaso over here, where the Ravid's going to say, yeah, once it happens once, now you have your Reyesa, and now you start your Cheshbon. And the Torah Sashlam himself asks the Kasha, that how come in Kuf Pei Vav, the Shach Paskins like the Ravid, and over here the Shach Paskins against the Ravid. So he asks that that Kasha. Oh, but also, the svara. Someone asked yesterday during Shir, what exactly is the svara of 1 plus 3 for a chazaka? Why not just say 3 times makes a chazaka? So, what was the name of the Sefer Yoni? What was the Sefer Otsar Halacha, written by somebody. The Sefer Otsar Halacha, written by a fine Talmud Chacham, says that, that maybe the svara is that on the, he suggests a few mahalchim, but the one that seems most likely is that maybe the svara is that the first time she sees damach mastashmish, you have to remember the ravid sheet is she's not doing bedikos to check for damach mastashmish. So the first time she sees damach mastashmish, she didn't do bedikah in advance. She didn't do bedikah before the tashmish. So you don't know for sure that it's damach mastashmish. In the subsequent time, she'll do bedikah lefnei ve'achar tashmish. And that way you'll know for sure that's not, so only that establishes a chazaka. So that's a possibility of why the first time doesn't count, because she wouldn't have done a bedika in advance the first time. As far as I don't think we got to this, the definition of ritzufim, you know, that the Shulchan Aruch says it's got to be three times that a ritzufim. The Pischi Tshuva quotes a Chavos Das in Sifkat and Beis that an isha shabatka atzma beis pa'am mimachrat hashmish virasa. Ubepam gimel lo badka, ubepam haba badka v'rasa. What if she checks time one and two and sees dam? Just doesn't check time three, and then the fourth time checks again and sees dam again. Is that called ritzufin? So the Pesuchei Tshuva quotes from the Chavos Das: Habdikos mitzarfus chashiva roa machnas tashmish. It's mitzarif. That's called roa machnas tashmish. Rav Vosner quotes other achronim Beis Shlomo and Chelik Beis Simel Chav Zayin. We say that that's not true. That it has to be three consecutive times of having Tashmish. And Darkei Tshuva, the Minkacher in the Darkei Tshuva, quotes a Pardis Rimonim not to make a woman get divorced based on this. Meaning, even if you're going to say that that's considered Damach Mastashmish, that Midine Chazaka, that should count as Damach Mastashmish, you have to remember we're talking about the Mizbeach being Morid Ma'os of her divorce. We don't like to force a couple to get divorced. So we're more Nota Lahakel in this kind of case. That's what Darkei Tshuva says. Darkei Tshuva was written by the Munkacher of Shechta, told us that Darkei Tshuva was actually a collaborative effort. That when he wrote the Darkei Tshuva, he gave it to the whole Munkacher Yeshiva, and he assigned, the Rebbe assigned different si'ifim for different bachrim in the Yeshiva to do all the research on and to come up with the Mar Makomos. And he says, that's why if you learn Darkei Tshuva, you'll see on some si'ifim there's like a whole huge long list of Mar Makomos, and some of them are much shorter. He said, because there were stronger bachrim in the yeshiva and weaker bachrim in the yeshiva. Munkacher edited the whole thing, the Rebbe edited the whole thing, not dissimilar to the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura didn't have a whole yeshiva working on it. He had his sons-in-law working on it together with him, Chavetz Chaim, right? That's what it says in Chavetz Chaim in his biography, that he had his son-in-laws working on it. So that's the question. Was someone here that sent me a thing about this? There's a new two-volume Chel Gimel of Mishnah Brura that David Lichtenstein put out with Oz Vahadar. It's like a dirshu on steroids, just on Hilchos Shabbos. And it's two big fat volumes just on Hilchos Shabbos. So in the Hakdama to that, he says that David said that he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky what to do about steers in the Mishnah Brura. Like, can you assume that the Mishnah Brura was soser himself, or do you assume there's always a yishuv to the steers? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's all Beruach HaKodesh, and therefore you have to assume there's a yishuv to every stira, that there's no stiras. So Shachter often says, not that way. He says, well, his sons-in-law were working on it, so one son-in-law could have disagreed with the other son-in-law, could have disagreed with him, and a stira could creep into the Mishnah Berurah. So it actually says that in the official biography of the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim himself said that sometimes there will be a stira here and there, based on the fact that he didn't write the whole thing himself. So, we shouldn't always use that as a cop-out. Sometimes there's like a simple answer, but sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's just, it's just a stira. But Darkei Tshuva, so anyway, so Darkei Tshuva wants to be makel on this shaila of Ritzufim. And then the last thing we discussed yesterday is that although the halacha seems to be that the bedika has to be immediately after Tashmish, the Rama had said, well, we don't know what's called Miyad. And because we don't know what's called miyad, we're not bekiyin b'zeh. Really, we're not bekiyin b'zeh. Because we're talking about a matter of seconds, right? So we're not bekiyin, is it 1.2 seconds or 2.6 seconds? Like, well, we're not bekiyin b'zeh. And therefore, the Rama says that kol shorah shalosh pram samuch l'tashmish mikrali didan machmas tashmish nesol b'ayla. So I mentioned yesterday, I have no idea what samuch l'tashmish means. Meaning, when the discussion is about, is it 1.2 seconds? I'm making up these numbers. Or 2.6 seconds? So, what is samuch? A half hour? I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. That's way, way more than anything the Gemara said. Right? So how exactly do we measure this? So I saw that the Shach writes in Sukkah Nalv that if she first sees blood in the morning, then it's for sure fine. Wow. That really broadens it. That means samuch l'tashmish sounds like any time before the morning. Which isn't really a time, because what time did they have Tashmish? That's just saying, if it's much later. What I was magdir yesterday, based on that shach, was I suggested just that it's not something that you would necessarily associate with the Tashmish. Something that a reasonable person might say, oh, look at that, I became a nida, last night, and not necessarily associated with the Tashmish. But if it's something that happens close enough that you would associate with the Tashmish, that would be in the Ramah's Samach Tashmish. That's what I thought the Shach really meant. But the Makor Chaim writes that it's actually Samach means what Samach always means. Half hour. Wow. That seems to be a long period of time. So Rav Vazner's not happy with that. Rav Vazner in Shevet Alevi, Sir Aleph, he says at most 10 minutes. It can't be more than 10 minutes. I don't know where he pulled 10 minutes from, but he's just saying that it's just too much. It's too big. We're talking about seconds over here. So to say that we're not bekiyin in this number of seconds or that number of seconds, and therefore it's a half hour, I mean, that's hard to imagine. Okay, then the next discussion No, we said we have just how many times does it take to make a chazaka in general? So the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rashba in Torah Sabayis Ha'aruch says that since the Gemara in Yevama Samach Dalaram Beis says we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Vestos, that three times is a chazaka. So over here, Shimon becomes Aser after three times of seeing Dan. Meaning, this is like a Veset. Right? That's why it's three times. Beis Yosef quotes Tosfos, that even Rebbe would say three times over here. That even Rebbe normally holds two times over here would say three times. And then Beis Yosef quotes a Smag. And this is the interesting one. That the Smag says, Haro Adam Gimel Pa'am Machnas Tashmish, Asru L'Shamish Od Im Zehabal. A woman who sees Dam three times Machnas Tashmish with a particular husband is no longer allowed to have Tashmish with that husband. Ach, Yichol L'Yinasi La'acher. But she can get remarried to someone else. V'imrasa k'mokein gimel pa'am imachnas tashmish al zeh. And if she sees another three times imachnas tashmish with husband number two, asur l'shamish l'kol ha'olam. That's it. Two husbands and she's out. Ad shetivdok. Wow. So what is it? Is it three times a chazaka or two times a chazaka? So it depends which chazaka you're talking about. The smug splits the psak. That as far as what does it take to make her usher to this husband, three times. As far as how many husbands does it take to make her usher to everybody without a bedikah shel feres, only twice. So that's an interesting split that the smag has. Meaning that the brisa that allows a third husband follows from Shum Gamliel, but we hold like Rebbe, two times is chazaka because halacha k'rebi mechavei ro. The Gemara in Yevam is passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Vestos. That's not considered a Veset. Meaning, when it comes to the how many times she's with the husband, so that's a Veset. That we view like a Veset, and that's why we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel over there. That it's three times. When it comes to how many husbands, that's not a din in Veset. Nukrus HaKesef explains like a little more detail. Nukrus HaKesef writes, the Shach writes in Nukrus HaKesef at the end of the siman, Lefi ani yazdaiti nira, delefi de perakabal yivim topasuk b'gemara, binisuin umalkios kerebi, de betrays him niyavi chazaka. The Gemara splits the psak, right? The Gemara says that when it comes to nisuin, when it comes to malkios, we pass on like Rebbe, that two times is a chazaka. And the Gemara says, when it comes to vessels, when it comes to sharamuad, three times is chazaka. Oh, meaning, as far as who she can get married to, that's l'nisuin. That's what the Gemara said. We pass from l'nisuin twice as a chazaka. Avalin vestos, dainu bebala rishon, visheni atzmo. As far as how many times with each husband, that's a Vestos issue, which the Gemara said explicitly. We paskin is three times. V'dami l'katlan is the paskah poskim da asur l'shlishi. V'yesh l'ksub b'misheni, k'voshin is bar b'Ebenezer, simentes. Elevadi l'inin mamon, lo mechaskinan elo b'tchlos ha-zimni, k'vosh ha-ramuad. U'linin nisuin, mechaskinan betray zimni. When it comes to nisuin, it takes two times. Kakos v'atosos, arash perk of oligantov, kakos v'arash perish perk. No, okay, fine. L'maisa, we don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that like our gears in the Gemara. Smag obviously had a different version of the Gemara. Our gears in the Gemara is three times and three times, right? So that's what we pass in that way.
That's just in terms of Masora, or in terms of like being careful, like how many times the Chazaka is?
In what context are you asking? Just in the Machlok, so everyone's from wheels everywhere.
I mean, if you have a difference between how many is a Chazaka for Vestos versus Nisuan, so obviously there's some kind of different criteria for each one.
Yeah, so like by a Katlanis, for example, it's because Ein Hochlin B'Pikach Nefesh, Safik B'Pikach Nefesh, where you have to be B'Chumra, you don't want to take risks, right? So it depends on the case. So yeah, you have to learn that, so you'll see why we split the Pesach in that direction. Now, the Pisachei Tshuva and Sifkan Gimel, just one more issue, just as far as the Ikar Halacha, and then we'll get into the Bedika a little bit. The Pisachei Tshuva and Sifkan Gimel discusses why the woman is even na'emenas to say that she saw Machnas Tashmish. Meaning, you have a woman who's not happy in her marriage, and she met some other guy, and she's interested in getting out of her marriage, so she has an easy out. She could just tell her husband, oh, I keep seeing dam. Keep seeing dam after mustashmish. Why is she in a menace? Piskachuv quotes Gemara in the Darm of Sadiyam Beis that if a woman says, Tamei Anilach, Eina Menes, Shemeina Nasna Ba'achar, that there is this concern of Eina Nasna Ba'achar, that she maybe has a rise on somebody else. So Piskachuv quotes a Shut Shivas Tzion, that it's a Milsa David Lugluye, because the husband could look at the B'dika cloth. So she's in a menace because she's saying, I did B'dika's blood, he'll say, yeah, let me see that. And if she can't produce it, then obviously her lie will be found out. So Milsa David Lagluye, she's believed. Wow, that's where her Ne'emanus comes from. Because Milsa David Lagluye, Piskachuva points out, it would then turn out that if she doesn't tell him right away, she tells him the next day, oh, remember after Tashmish I did a Bedika? It was bad. She tells him the next day. So it's not Milsa David Lagluye, the Bedika cloth is gone. Then it would turn out she's not Ne'emanus. Hard to imagine. Pesach Yitshuva also questions that there's another heter here, meaning that l'chora you shouldn't need that answer that it's milsa avidu gluy. Pesach Yitshuva points out l'chora this is very different than a normal chashash that shemeina nasa ba'acher. Shemeina nasa ba'acher is when there's only one way when what she says is going to mean that they can't be married anymore. Is going to mean that 100% they can't be married anymore. In this case, if a woman says, I saw Dom three times, it's not 100% that they can't be married anymore. She could still do B'dika Shofaris. So since you have that possibility of B'dika Shofaris, it's not the best way out of the marriage. So we're not going to be choshesh, says B'dika Shofaris. It would seem that we shouldn't be choshesh that shemeina eineha nasa ba'acher if there's another way that she could stay in the marriage. Does she lose her ksuba with the damat
matashmish?
Depends on the beginning of the marriage. Beginning of the marriage or the end of the marriage. So if they've been married for some time, she wouldn't lose a ksuba. So maybe at the beginning of the marriage, so she wants out right away. Piskachu must be talking about at the end of it, you know, if they've been married for some time. Good point. Now let's get to the bedika. So a few issues related to the bedika, a bunch of issues related to the bedika. First issue related to the bedika is just how do you do it exactly? How does she do it? Meaning, how far does the bedika have to be inserted? So Beis Yosef writes that the Torah doesn't say ad heichon machneses machelzeh, aval Rambam zal. But the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Beis, machneses hashoferes ad makom shehi yuchola, as far as she can, umachneses b'toch hashoferes machel umoch munach al rosho v'dofekes also ad sheyagia hamoch l'tzavar arechem. To the tzavar arechem, which is another word for ad makom shashamishdash, meaning as far as the husband's aver would go, that's where it has to go. And obviously, that's very mistaved that it would have to go that far, because the whole point of the bedika is to mimic tashmish and to see if it causes dam. So it's very mistaved that's how far it's going to have to go. The shach and sifkat nir just points out that we trust her on this, and she doesn't have to push super duper hard, and she could. The Shach writes that we don't have to make sure that she pushes all the way as far, just regular, what would feel natural as far as Tashmish. She doesn't have to make sure that it goes further than or as far as an Aver has ever, you know, the husband's Aver has ever gone or anything. Just do what feels like a natural, what would mimic the Tashmish because of Lonit Natara Lamalachi Asharis. That's an appropriate usage of Lonit Natara Lamalachi Asharis.
Some
of the same question we just asked
about her nemanus would also apply to the shofaris, except because it's an iyasher, so only she can tell and no one else can tell. But is also
this is the shofaris.
The same question we asked before about if she says ma'am ro'a ma'as hashmas, we're concerned that maybe she wants to have
the
marriage. Like,
she, the same issue. Oh, I mean, you could ask the same kasha that
yeah,
she
I
could.
Mean, is iyasher like any other way? So maybe.
I mean, once you're ready at the end, so maybe she's trying. Okay, good point. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't so bothered by that kasha that maybe she wants out of the marriage because she's making a terrible reis on herself, meaning it's something that's very self-defeating. So, someone asked me this morning, I don't remember who it was, said, does she have to tell the second husband? By the way, you know why my first marriage ended? Like, how's that going to look on the Shinoch resume? You know, that, I'm only maybe in Isra Karis every time you're with me. Like, I don't know if that's something that's so exciting to people. So I just wasn't bothered by Pischichuv's kasha really so much, but Pischichuv asks it, so we say it all. The big issue, one of the big issues when it comes to this bidika is whether the bidika works even for the first husband, right? Does it work for the to allow her to stay with the first husband? So Rashi, the way he's understood by Tosos at least, implies that it does not work. Because Rashi explains the Gemara's answer. When the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara asks the question, why not do the bidika by the first husband, right? So the Gemara said, what? Lefi? Shein kol etzbos shavos. So Rashi says, that maybe with the next husband you won't need a bedika, and better for her to get divorced and know that she's good rather than come to an isakaris. So Tosos and the Rush are both medayik that he wouldn't allow staying with her first husband even with a bedika. Because Rashi's saying, no, you got to do the best option. And the best option is for her to know for sure that she's in the clear. And a bedika is sort of iffy. Meaning, what he seems to be saying is, I don't know that we trust the bedika 100%. What we trust 100% is actual experience. That she's actually with a man and nothing happens. She can still have that. That she could have with the second husband. She's not having that with the first husband anymore. So Rashi seems to be assuming that we're not willing to rely on the bedika for the first husband. Most Rishonim though disagree with Rashi. They say kal v'chomer, if it works after three husbands, where you have Reyesa on top of Reyesa that she's seeing Machmas Tashmish, then it must work after just one husband. And the Beis Yosef thinks that even Rashi would agree with that. He says gam divrei Rashi efshar lisparish kein v'chein pasuk smak v'chein pasuk arash b'da koli d'kilu gaba. That it's a kula to not make her do a bedika after the first husband, that she's allowed to marry a second husband. But it's not a requirement. If she wants to do a bedika and stay with the first husband, that's fine. So how do we pass on halacha? So the Mechaber passes that it works, but then quotes the Yeshom that it doesn't work, and the Rama says we pass on halacha. That it works. So you could do a bedika with the first husband, and then he says, and especially if she felt some pain, then it's like a raya that there's a makkah, but that we'll get to in the second part of this siman when we discuss pain, when we discuss makkah. A third thing about the bedika, right? So far, what do we discuss about the bedika? How far does the bedika have to go, and is it matter to the first husband? Third thing about the bedika, why does it even work? I mean, once the Gemara already said this, yeah?
What about the shah saying that?
That she should wait till the third husband. Right. La halacha, none of this ever applies, but it's a good question, right? It's hard to know. It's hard to know, right? Meaning, even though the Rama says that we're mekel, right? The Rama says that we're mekel, but nevertheless, is it? Siv Katarwan? Yudalid. The Shach writes, Yeshlus Machasar Alfiyan, he said, near the in law Rus Bedika Bebala Rishon. The Rambam, Varashi Osrin. It was Sivri Kasafti, the Bahach, Yeshli Ashiv Mashinicha, those are fine. Yeah, so I'm not sure, I don't have a sense, but yeah, the Shach commands a lot of respect, you're right. Now, what about Ein Kol Etzbos Shavos? Right? Why would the bedika work? Why don't we say in kol etzbos shavos? So the Beis Yosef writes that we only say in kol etzbos shavos as a kula, not as a chumra. So because and this is sort of something that you have to keep in mind throughout this entire siddur, that it's very very unusual for women to be roda machmas tashmish. It's such an unusual thing that we're naturally going to assume that that's not what's happening. So because Rob Nashim are not Rosh Damach Mustashrish, we have any excuse to say that she's not Rosh Damach Mustashrish, we'll say it. So we're not going to say in kol etzvos shavus as a chumrah. We only say it as a kula, meaning the Gemara asks why she's allowed to marry the second husband is because in kol etzvos shavus. So that's a kula. She doesn't have to do the bedikah after the first husband. But as a but to say in kol etzvos shavus and therefore the bedikah shouldn't work, that we're not going to say. The Bach says differently. He says that this svara in kol etzvos shavus is only if the dam is bamin atzadim. But if the dam is bamin amakar, it would be the same no matter who. Bach has this unique reading. Right? He says, in kol etzvos shavus means that if she has a wound, some etzvos would aggravate the wound, others would not. But if you hold that she sees dam machmas tashmish, any halachically viable tashmish will cause that dam. And there's not going to be any difference. I mean, you use it almost like on a metaphysical level, right? That it's the dam comes from a maisa tashmish. It doesn't come from some physical trauma. That's a unique svara. Fiyani yisdaiti says Bach near the in kan kushya. Kein perish masha kasa b'gemara in kol tzvah shavus in kol koch shavus da etzbek shu av okshakoch gadol. Who gorim shamakor niftach al yado? It's not that the size or the koach of the aver causes the makar to open up. V'yotzi damim enu da pshitu dim adam yotzim in a makar de teva isha hu kach to call ishi yavol niftach makara machmas tashmish. That if that's the way it's supposed to, that's what happens to this woman, that the teva of an act of tashmish causes her makar to open, it's going to happen no matter what. And he goes on to say, the Talmud Hachika Amar Hada Anan Makilinan Bi Ishazuli Nase Lisheni Lishlishi Vishalol Badka Miyad Hulafita Talinan Lomar Shema Etzbashal Rishonu Av Obal Bekoach Gadol Vaidekach Rasa Dam Minat Stadin. That the reason that we're going to let her get married to somebody else is because maybe it wasn't Dam Machmas Tashmish the first time. Maybe it was only Minat Stadin. And that's why Bibdika Shofaris, Mimatse Damal Rosho, Biyadushu Minamakar, Vachisar Humitzadi Isha, Shein Niftach Makora. And then you see that it's her problem, it's not because of the husband. But if you don't find dam on the Rosh HaMachol, afil lo nimtza gam bit study ha-shoferis. Even if you don't see dam anywhere, well, then you know that, why didn't you see dam? Right, well, how does the Gemara say? If you see dam al Rosh HaMachol, then what? Then it's Rosh HaMachol Tashmish. And if not, then it's not Rosh HaMachol Tashmish. If not, what do you mean? It should be, and if you see dam on the Tzadim, then you know it's dam Maka. If not, then you probably didn't do the Bedikah right. No? So what's the if not? So says the Bach Pashut. If not, it could very well happen because that's a raya that it's Dam Maka, and Dam Maka we know in kol etzvos shavus. Now for Dam Maka it's going to depend on the etzvos. And the Makal and the Shvaferis, the Bedika Shvaferis may be different than a regular male Efer as far as its koach and as far as its size or whatever. But the fact that it's even subject to that, to the possibility that it won't bleed, is a raya that it was all dam maka the whole time. The Sidrei Tara and the Chavos Da'as wonder about this. Like, why would marrying a second husband help if it's no different than the first as far as dam and amakar is concerned? Right? Meaning, why would you keep doing this? Then you should really just do the bedikah after the first time. Bach himself acknowledges that the Sefer HaTruma and the Smag, interpreting lo kol etzvos shavus, that she may not see dam machmas tashmish with a different husband, right? Meaning the classic way of understanding lo kol etzvos shavus. So the Bach understands that what he's saying is somewhat of a chiddush.
Outside of the Bach, are we not worried about lo kol etzvos shavus also?
What do you mean not worried about it?
Meaning, like, who's to say she's going to do it at the same strength and power as Tasha?
Right. So this particular works, even though, right. Well, I mean, the Bach really helps with that. I mean, he thinks Kolchos is also just a din in Damaka. So why aren't we worried about it in Kol Kolchos Shavos? I mean, that's what the Shach was saying. She doesn't have to do this Bekalach and as deep as she can and Lo Nitzal Machesh Haris. Yeah, I guess that
would that also be like, we use that
Yeah, I think so. That it's a kula to say in kol kochu shavos, and we generally assume women aren't ro adam machmas tashmish. So we're not going to use that as a chumrah to assume that she really is ro adam machmas tashmish.
Also, is the Bach saying kind of like we were saying in the Chavos Das that it's sort of like a dam chimud issue that the tashmish?
Yeah,
is
that's what it sounds like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's seven. That's minimum four.
No, I think it means like the vaginal walls. I think it means like a da maka, not a maka b'maka.
If they find that it's mitzvah, then
she's a tes. Right, then she's for sure a tes. Now, when she does a, let's go back to that. Maybe we'll close with this. She doesn't see any blood on the shofaris at all, right? So what happens? So the Gemara says, sounds like if you don't see any dam at all, then she's muteres. And the Rambam passes that way, and the Shach Sifat Nir Aleph also says this way. It's a double pashut l'chora from the Gemara. But, okay, good, so that's the halacha, right? Does it make a difference if she saw dam on the tzad of the shvaferes or she didn't see dam at all? I mean, l'may nafkamin al halacha, whether she saw dam on the tzadim or didn't see dam b'chlal, where you then assume that the dam comes in at sudden. So there are a couple of nafkaminas over here. Pischichub and Sivkan Ches quotes in the Bihuda that if she checked b'yamei ibura, if she checked during her pregnancy and didn't find anything, then it won't be matir her because she's mesulekas dam b'yamei ibura. So maybe the only reason she didn't find anything is because the dam in a makar stops b'yamei ibura. But if she checks b'yamei ibura, right, and finds dam b'tzadim, she can assume that's the same dam that she's been seeing the whole time. It's the same maka. Maka doesn't change when she gets pregnant. Or it doesn't necessarily change when she gets pregnant. But the maka would change when she gets pregnant. This is clearly Nodbidu l'shitaso, that it's all like a vesas sheino kavua l'kvitzos, and not like the Chavos Das that it's an illness, because he assumes that the veset goes away b'yamei ibura. A second afkamina, if she then sees machmas tashmish three more times. So if there was nothing on the Bedika, the Pesukei Tshuva and Sivkat and Tezvav quotes the Sidrei Tara and Ned Yehuda, she becomes a Sura. Right? But the Chavos Das and Chaim Sanzer are makel on that. But if she saw Bitstadim, she's Muteres. Right? Meaning, if the Dam on the Shvaferes was Bitstadim, see, even if she sees Dam three more times, she's Muteres. Because I know where the Dam's coming. It's coming at Stadim. But if she never saw dam on the shoferes, so that covers her for all the dam achmasah she's seen until now. But a group of achronim say it's not going to help for subsequent dam achmasah that she's going to see afterwards. It's a machlokas achronim. He quotes Rav Chaim Sanzer. Rav Chaim Sanzer is not the Divrei Chaim when he quotes Rav Chaim Sanzer. There was a second Rav Chaim Sanzer, or probably a first Rav Chaim Sanzer, meaning there were two different, I'm not sure who lived when, but there was a... He was a Mesnaged, yeah. There's a famous story with him in the Baal Shem Tov? A lot of famous stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know the famous stories. I guess the joke is on him. Now when people think, if people read this and they think it's the Divrei Chaim. Third nafkamina, if there was no blood on the Bedika, on the Shvaferes, Nadiv Yehuda, Korim Pesukei Tshuva Sivkat Nir Ches, says that it's not going to be matir her to the first husband. But if there was dam, then it would be matir for the first husband. This is very much l'shitasa, that the bedikah b'shoferes doesn't help l'bal rishon because ain't lo kalas v'al shavos. But according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, we never say lo kalas v'al shavos is a chumra, right? We would never say lo kalas v'al shavos is a chumra, and therefore it should be matir even for the first husband. But it could be that the Yehuda at least believes that that's a third nafkamina over here, meaning. Again, what were we discussing? What happens if she doesn't? Is there any difference? Since we know the halacha is that if she sees no dam at all on the shvaferes, that it's assumed to be dam maka. So l'may nafkamina, whether she sees dam betzad or she doesn't see dam at all. So we have three nafkaminas. Number one, she checks b'yamei ibura. Does it work to come out with a clean, with a positive result b'yamei ibura? So nafkamina, whether she saw dam in atzadim or didn't see dam at all. If she has three more dam machmas tashmish after the bedika, And number three, if there was no blood, if it will be matir her even for the Baal HaRishon. So those are the three nafkaminas that I was able to find through this simon. Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday, we'll pick up with more about the Bedikah, and then we'll get into explaining the Gemara's Kulas. And the biggest one to explain is, well, Isha Sheyesh Leveset, and then once we get into the Maka one, that's Homo Sudya. So we'll get there. Have a great day and a great Shabbos. I'll see most of you on Shabbos, I assume.
If anyone's interested in bringing desserts to the dessert, feel free.